It's 2:21. A lot of people are turning to detox diets to lose weight or just clean out their system these days. But are they worth it? Sean and Hillary learned more about why people are attracted to these diets with Fairfax Hackley of Body Mass Gym in this week's Best Body Report.
Well, many of them have various reasons for wanting to do that. Number one, first and foremost, they want to feel healthier. They think that this may be the answer to a lot of their prayers, especially if they've gotten to the end of their rope. They can't lose weight, but primarily they need to focus on what exactly are these programs designed to do and if it's designed for them in their particular situation. They're all individual. They're all, you know, specific. And if you do the wrong kind of detox diet or program, you can run into a plethora of problems.
Well, give us some examples on how they differ.
They differ by method. They differ by whether or not they incorporate products. They differ in how they use food. They differ in how they use food. The duration, the time. Many of us, you know, have thought of detox diets as focusing on the gut. But, you know, you also need to look at things like your brain, your kidneys, your liver, besides your large and small intestines. So, again, overall cookie-cutter approach to detoxification may not be the thing that you need to do. And the most important thing is to consult with your healthcare provider, not listen to a friend or a neighbor or a relative, but get the advice and make certain that it's good for your particular situation.
Are there natural ways to detox?
One of the best ways, Hillary and Sean, the solution to the pollution is dilution, which means that you can't go wrong with changing your diet. In other words, eating more fruit and fresh vegetables, make sure that they're local and seasonal, drink a lot of water and make sure that water is clean. Get plenty of exercise that makes you sweat and move, which is very important. After each meal, go out and try to take a walk, for instance. And most importantly, there's other forms of detoxification between just food. Think in terms of detoxification from stress, the annoyance of social media every day, and information overload. So those are other forms of detoxification that we can all benefit from.
Give us one more tip before we go.
You know, I like to think of it in terms of how well do I want to feel and how well would you like to feel as a result of this. But what's important is you take the right approach to that detoxification and understand that there are benefits, but there are also side effects. And only a health practitioner or someone who's well-versed in these detoxification programs or diets can really help you through the process.
All righty. Thank you, Hack. That's Fairfax Hackley from BodyMassGym.com.